Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A man is in custody following the death of a woman on a ferry which docked in Rosslare Port yesterday evening. Pádraig Byrne is reporter with the Wexford People and has been covering the story. Pádraig is on the line now. So Pádraig, tell us what you know about what happened.
Yeah, well, so essentially, Claire, this was a tragic incident that culminated in the death of a 39-year-old woman from the UK. So what we know is that as the ferry approached Rosslare yesterday evening at around 5:30, the skipper made an emergency call from the bridge as a result of a violent incident that took place on board the Stena Nordica, which was travelling in from Fishguard. There were some descriptions that of a type of brawl which broke out on board, and as a result, there was a huge response. Armed Gardaí, Public Order Unit, and several units of the National Ambulance Service rushed to the port in one of what's been described as one of the biggest responses into the port in a long time. So basically, the guards got on board. The place was declared a crime scene. They brought a bit of calm and order to the situation. And inquiries were carried out, but the grim discovery was that a woman's body was found in one of the bathrooms on board the ferry. Subsequently, as you say, a man was arrested in connection with this incident, and he's currently being held at a Garda station in Wexford. No charges have been brought as of yet, but Gardaí can question him for up to 24 hours, so he can be held until later on tonight.
And as for the impact then on sailings and on the port, the overnight ferries were cancelled, were they?
Yes, so ferries overnight were cancelled, and I've had confirmation from Stena Line there that they were due to sail this morning. Obviously, that one hasn't gone ahead either, and the return journey is cancelled, but they are anticipating that they will be leaving at 7:30 to sail from Rosslare to Fishguard this evening.
Mm-hmm. Gardaí, then, in terms of the investigation, are they releasing any more information? Have they said anything about what happens from here?
No, well, at this stage, they are treating it as an unexplained death is the official line, but sources within the guards are saying that it is being treated as suspicious.
Okay, we'll leave it there, Pádraig. Thank you very much for bringing us the latest on that situation. As we heard in Rosslare Port, Pádraig Byrne there is a reporter with the Wexford People. Now, coming up next on the programme, is there a two-tier system when it comes to access to some cancer drugs? We'll debate.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.